Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We honor the Most High God this morning, and we say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Oh, Father, we thank you for your holy presence this morning, oh God. We thank you that you are the great King. We thank you that you are the mighty Father. We thank you that it's no God like you. You are Jehovah, a mighty God. We thank you that you are with us morning, noon, and night. We thank you for your holy presence, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you are a great deliverer. Deliver us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for delivering us out of the hand of the enemy and keeping us in your mighty palm, oh God. Father, we repent before you. For everything, every thought, every action, every word spoken out of our mouths is not like you, O God. Forgive us, Father God, everything that we've done to sin against you. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Any trespasses, transgressions, little foxes that spoil our vine, forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Bible Storyland, oh God. We give it to you, Father God. Have your way on Bible Storyland this morning and every time we meet, oh God. I thank you that you come and you meet with us, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we wait on you. We wait on you. Have your way this morning, oh God. And every one of us, we surrender all to you this morning, oh God. We thank you for your ways are holy. Your ways are righteous, oh God. You said when we call upon you, you will hear and you will answer. Father God, I thank you that your word says even before we called on you this morning, you heard. You know our very thoughts. There is no God like you, Jehovah. You are great in the heavens. You are great in the earth. You are faithful to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, forgive us when we are unfaithful to you, O God. Create in us clean hearts. Renew our right spirits within us, O God. And Father, we surrender everything, our thoughts. We bring it into captivity in the name of Jesus. And we say, have your way in our thought life, O God. Oh, your voice is what we surrender to. Your voice is what we obey, O God. And another voice we will not hear nor obey, O God. Forgive us, Father God, when we go straight off your path, O God. Keep us on the righteous, holy path. Your path is holy. Your path is righteous. And we desire what you desire, O God. Have your way this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come to command our morning this morning. You said if we seek you early, we'll find you. So we're seeking you early, and we're taking hold of the ends of the earth and shaking wickedness out of it this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your holy, holy way throughout the earth, O God. O Father God, we have dominion over the devil this morning in the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against us in the name of Jesus will prosper. We receive your loving kindness every morning, particularly this morning, O God. Release the beauty of your holiness, Mokoshe Baka, into the womb of the morning. And we agree with your plans that you have for us today, O God, and every day. O Father, we thank you that you have plans, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that for your purpose coming forth in us, O God, in a mighty way, O God. Let your light break forth, Mokoshe Baka, in our lives this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for going forth and preparing this morning for us on Bible Storyland and throughout the day, preparing our day for us, O God. We pray, Father God, that you will come, Mokoshe Baka, as rain, the latter and former rain upon the earth, O God. We desire more of you, Father God. Have your way this morning, O God. Lord, I thank you for you visiting us early every morning, O God, being with us, waking us up every morning, O God. We thank you, Father God, that we can hear, when you wake us up, when you call our names, we say, yes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we'll be like Samuel, who said, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. So we hear and we answer and we are obedient to you, O God. I thank you that we will not be afraid for the arrows that fly by day, nor the terror that come by night, in the name of Jesus. Lord, show forth your salvation in the name of Jesus. We bind the screech owl in the name of Jesus. We bind any attack from our lives in the name of Jesus. At night or in the day, we take authority over every demon that is released against us and our families at night. Let the evening tide trouble the enemies that would attack us in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke every spirit that would creep against us at night. We bind and rebuke the pestilence that walketh in darkness. We will rest at night because you give us sweet sleep, O God. I thank you for your guardian angels that protect us at night. Lord, give us deliverance in the night season. Lord, let your reins instruct us in the night season. Your song shall be with us at night. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we will meditate upon your word, Mokoshe, day and night. We will meditate upon you in the night watches. We release your knowledge, at night. We receive your faithfulness at night. We bind and rebuke every vampire, Mokosh spirit, in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke all incubus and succubus spirits in the name of Jesus that would attack us at night. In the name of Jesus, we bind and take authority over all nightmares, demonic dreams at night. In the name of Jesus, and we set, Mokoshe, we are set in our reward, Mokoshe, whole night. We are set in our reward whole night. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for your holy presence, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you this morning, and we honor your holy presence, O God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland again. This is Children's Day. We honor Father God, and we thank him for his presence. He's a wonderful God, and he has given us this day to bless him again. He has given us this day to worship him. He has given us this day to honor him. So we honor him this morning on Bible Storyland. I welcome each of you, and we're so glad that you could join us this morning. We thank God for your presence this morning. We thank God for each of you. Hallelujah. B-I-B-L-E. We're reading it to our children. We're teaching our children how to read the Bible on a daily basis so that they can have strength from God. There's strength in reading his word. There's protection in reading his word. There's healing in reading and studying his word. His word. He honors his word above his name, and so do we. We honor his word. And you know what we honor? We will continually be in that thing that we honor, and we honor his word. So open it up on a daily basis and study his word. I thank God for each of you joining us on Bible Storyland this morning. And, you know, I felt a need to pray for our country today, America, that great country we live in. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that God, that we can abide under your shadow, Almighty God. We thank you, Father, for that 1,000 may fall at our side or 10,000 at our right hand, but none will come near us. We thank you, Father God, that you are giving your holy angels charge over us here in America to keep us in all of our ways. Heavenly Father, I pray for the President Obama of our nation, all of our executive branch of this nation, and all of the members of Congress of this nation, all the leadership of our local and state, regional and federal agencies, commissions, and governments of this nation. I ask you, Lord, to guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way. And I thank you for what you're doing for them and their families. Lord, I thank you for your protection, your protective hand and shield for our president and all those that are leaders in our nation, O God. In the name of Jesus, every pastor, every apostle, every evangelist, every teacher, every prophet, all the leaders of this nation, I lift them up before you. And I thank you, Lord, for hearing the prayers and requests of your people on behalf of this nation. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them divine protection on all of us, divine protection, O God, in our country, in our nation, according to John 16:23. Father God, we're asking you, Lord, to ensure the safety of your people and keep us and our nation, O God, from harm's way, and provide protection from the plans and destruction and plots against us, O God. I pray that you would stop any strategies of destruction that would try to come against your people and this nation, O God. I pray, Father, that you would extend your hand of protection over this nation, O God, against all the destructive forces of terrorism, against the people of your nation, O God. I thank you that this nation belongs to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will protect us and this nation from evil attacks in the name of Jesus. Stop the aggressors or terrorists that would attempt to bring destruction against us. May the knowledge of terrorist plans, attacks, be revealed to those who provide our nation, our national and international security. I pray that you would give wisdom, discernment to those who provide protection for your people and this nation. Help everyone in authority to be alert to signs of wrongdoing in this nation. I pray that you would provide insight to our nation, international, local authorities of this nation to act swiftly to alert all danger, protecting American lives and property. I pray that you will provide instruction in the development and effectual and efficient anti-terrorist strategies and provide our nation with the arsenal weapons that will give our nation an advantage against any aggressor coming against this nation or your people. Guide the authorities of this nation in the name of Jesus in efforts to seek out and eradicate terrorists. Enable the military forces of this nation to become swift, powerful, and accurate in any action of intelligence, gathering, and retaliation. I submit this to your hand, O Lord. We praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for hearing this prayer in the name of Jesus. And we honor you this morning, and we thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, I thank God for you again this morning. I ask the Father to bless each of you and to be with you throughout your day, to give each of you strength this day, to carry on his will, his purpose, his plans that he put within each one of us, even the children, even the babies. He put his mighty plan in all of us. So I thank God this morning for what he's doing in us. Well, we have wonderful people this morning that God created on Bible Storyland this morning. We're going to start with a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas. Her name is Karen Itell. And I thank God for Jackie being on this morning. And I'm going to put you on right after her, Jackie, if that's what you would like. So good morning, Karen. How are you this morning? All right. Looks like we may have lost Karen. She'll be back on shortly, I'm sure. So, Jackie.
Yes.
Are you ready to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just a little hoarse, but I think I can make it.
Amen. Well, we're ready to listen.
Okay, you said it's Children's Day today, huh?
It is.
We need to bless children and watch over the children and keep them safe.
Yes.
So I'm going to sing the best song of all. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. I'm glad I'm one of his children.
Amen. I'm so happy that we're all his children, no matter what
yes.
age we are. And he loves us so much. And we turn around and love him because he's commanded that we love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. That was awesome, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
I'm
you.
Glad
God bless
I can do it. I'm glad.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you. Well, Karen Itell is back on. She got knocked off. Good morning again, Karen.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I'm going to do, he's got the whole world in his hands.
Amen. All right. You what, he's got powerful, even huge hands than we can even think or imagine because he's got all of us in his holy hands. Oh, that was beautiful, Sister Karen. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate your faithfulness. I tell you what, you and Jackie, I just ask the Lord for a special blessing for you all because you all been just sticking with our Bible storyline. I thank God for you. Well, you know, we love our children, and we are proud of them. And Psalms 127:3 says, children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So I thank God for giving us children. We esteem our children highly. Psalms 127:4 says, arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. so are the children of the youth. Psalms 127:5. Happy is the man who hath his quiver full of children. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Hallelujah. I thank God for his word. Psalms 28:3 says, the wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive trees planted round about the table. Proverbs 17:6, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Matthew 19:14, but Jesus said, suffer little children and come unto him, and forbid them not to come unto him, for such is the kingdom of heaven. God's word is holy. His word is powerful. His word is sharper than any two-edged sword. So we esteem him highly, and I thank God for his word. So this morning, you know, Jesus wants the children to come to him while they're young, while they have tender hearts, while their hearts are toward him. You know, children love God. You ever seen them when they pray? I have a sister in the Lord, Sister Audrey. I know she don't mind me calling her name. I just love her little granddaughter. You know, she's little, but when she was about 4 years old, she came on and she used to say, she could barely say, Our Father, which art in heaven. But she taught that little girl to pray. And she prayed with such a mighty anointing on her, like she knew the Father. You know, children are closer to the Father than we are. So I thank God for children. They have pure hearts before the Lord. And that's what he requires of us, to have pure hearts. So I'm going to say a prayer this morning for our children. Heavenly Father, make us better parents, O God. Teach us to understand our children, to listen patiently to what our children have to say, to answer all their questions with kindness. Keep us from interrupting them or contradicting them. Make us as courteous to them as we would have them to be to us. Forbid that we would ever laugh at their mistakes or resort to shame or ridicule when they displease us. May we never punish them for our own selfish satisfaction or to show our power. Let us not tempt our children to lie or steal. And guide us hour by hour, that we may demonstrate by all that we say and do that honesty produces happiness. Reduce, we pray, the meanness in us, O God. And when we are out of sorts, help us, O Lord, to hold our tongue. May we ever be mindful that our children are children, and we should not expect them to have the judgment of adults. Let us not rob them of the opportunity to wait on themselves and to make decisions. Bless us with the bigness to grant them all their reasonable requests and the courage to deny them privileges that we know will do them harm. Make us fair and just and kind, and fit us, O Lord, to be loved and respected and imitated by our children, in the name of Jesus. So I thank the Father this morning for what he's doing and what he's about to do. You know, he's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a faithful God. And he loves the children. He loves our children. He loves our children so much. And he wants our children to listen to him and to obey him. So I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for his holiness this morning. Yes, he is a holy God. He's a righteous God. And as I said before, he loves our children.
He adores our children. He blesses our children. He loves them so much. He watches over them.
God has mighty people all over this world. And so during the week, I went on a spiritual journey, and I went into the Old Testament, and I went to visit a man, a mighty man of God. His story is published in the book of Genesis. And as I tell you about his, as I read about his life in Genesis 6, I learned many things about Father God and how mighty Father God is. Father God, you know, he observes us every day. You know, we think that we are hiding. Mm-mm. God sees everything. And the thing about it is he's so mighty, he knows what we're going to do before we even do it. He even knows what we're going to think before we think it. God observes each one of us in the whole earth. And he sometimes is pleased, and sometimes he's not. Sometimes he's displeased with what he sees in us. So, you know, daily I have to say, Father, forgive me for everything that I did today that was not pleasing in your sight. Father, forgive me for every thought I thought that was not pleasing to you. And, you know, during this time, it repented God that he had made man on the earth during Genesis 6. It grieved his heart. And the Lord said he was going to destroy every person on that earth whom he created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls. And it repented. He repented that he made, you know, that he made human beings. So Mr. Noah was the only person who pleased God. His life was pleasing to God. So God went to him and he told him, he said, you know, I'm going to save you and your wife and your three sons from the destruction that I'm going to bring on the earth. Now he told Mr. Noah, you know, some things he wanted him to do. He said, I'm going to destroy the earth. You know, God reveals secrets to his children when he's pleased with us, when he's pleased with us. So he told Mr. Noah, he said, listen, I'm going to destroy the earth by water. Now, Mr. Noah could have said, oh, God, you know, ain't no such thing as rain. He said, you know, I'm going to make it rain on the earth. He could have, you know, come up against God, but because he was obedient, he believed God. He knew God. Don't you know when God comes and speak to us, we know his voice because we're his sheep. We won't listen to another voice. So even children know the voice of God. I've heard some adults say, you know, God spoke to them when they were little and they knew his voice. And sometimes God will put unctions in us as children and we follow those. We know it's God. Children know the voice of God. Now, he told Mr. Noah, he said, listen, it's going to rain on the earth, and I want you to start building a big boat called an ark, and I want you and your family to be safe. He said, but while you're doing it, while you're building that ark, I want you to preach to the people. So Mr. Noah obeyed God, and don't you know he started building that ark, and he started, every day he would build the ark, and he would take a break from building the ark. You know, he used that hammer. Like I'm using right now, that hammer. And he was building that ark. And then after he stopped, he would take a break. And then he would go preach to the people. And he would say, you better get it right because God is going to come. He's going to destroy the earth with water, with rain. And they would just laugh at Mr. Noah. They would just laugh at him. You know, sometimes children make fun of each other. They laugh at each other. But Mr. Noah, he was a smart man. He didn't pay him any attention. He just went back to building the ark. And then he would build some more. And then he would take a break. And you know who was helping him? He had three sons. and his sons would help him build that ark. Those are the people that God saved. He saved Noah, Noah's wife, his three sons, and their wives. So they would help him build the ark every day. And then Mr. Noah would take a break, and he would go and preach to the people. And they were rebellious. You know how people are today. You go and tell them about God. I don't want to hear about God. You tell them about Jesus. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. He made me mad. God killed my brother, or God did this to me, or God did that to me. You know, sometimes we all get angry with God, whether we admit it or not. I know I was angry with God for years. He told me himself. And don't you know, I was, oh, my God. I was said, oh, my God, how can I be angry with you? You created me. I said, Lord, forgive me for the anger that I've had with you. But he himself spoke it to me. And, you know, like I said, sometimes we've all been angry with God. We've all been disappointed in him. Maybe he didn't do something the way we thought. Maybe he did it and we didn't even know. When we asked for something in prayer, he could have done it. And maybe we didn't even recognize it. But Mr. Noah was pleasing to God, so he continued to build that ark. He continued to build that ark. And so God told him, preach to the people. He kept on preaching. He kept on preaching. And the people didn't want to hear it. You know, like today, some of us even stopped going to church. We got mad at the preacher. They were telling us something that God said. And we like, we didn't want to hear it. We just stopped up our ears and we just went on, went our way like prodigal children. We became prodigal sons, prodigal daughters. But Mr. Noah was the only righteous man in his family on that earth. So God said he'll bless our seed and our seed seeds. When we obey him, he'll bless our seed, our children, that's our seed, and our seed seed and our seed seed. So Mr. Noah kept building that ark. He kept building that ark. And God told him, he said, you know what? I want you to put two of every kind on that ark, every kind of animal, every kind of ocean animals, the fish. I want you to put two of every kind. So, you know, Mr. Noah was an obedient servant. He had a servant's heart. He served God, and he obeyed everything God told him. You know, sometimes, you know, I'll do some things God tell me, but I may not obey the whole thing. But Mr. Noah wasn't like me. He obeyed the whole thing God told him. Many days I have to repent. Oh, my God, Lord, you told me to do this, and I didn't get up right away and go do it. You told me to turn off the TV and go call somebody and pray with them. Forgive me, Father, that I didn't do it. Or whatever it was I neglected to do. You know, we can sin two ways. We can sin by not doing what God told us to do, and we can sin by doing something he told us not to do. So Mr. Noah, you know, he started gathering up the animals. He preached 120 years to the people now. And it took him, you know, that long, he built the ark. So he started gathering in two tigers, male and female, two lions, male and female, two elephants, male and female, two raccoons, male and female, two bears, male and female, two horses, male and female, and also sea animals, jellyfish, male and female, sharks, male and female, sea bass, male and female, and even the birds, eagles, males and females, red birds, male and female, pigeons, male and female. And then, you know, you think of all the animals you see on the earth, even the things that fly, the creeping things, the snakes, everything God created. He put two of every kind on the ship. And he put, you know, listen to this one. This is one that he put on. He put two of every kind of cow on there. Then he put this kind on there. Those are the ducks. He put the ducks on there. And then he put this kind on there. He put two of every kind on there. And then he put this kind on there. See? And all the animals that you see, even the ones we don't even see, you know, you go to a foreign country, you may see some animals that you don't see in America. And so God put all of those animals on there. And he told Noah, put all the animals on the ship. He said, because it's getting ready to rain. So, you know, like I said, Mr. Noah was obedient. He was the only righteous man that God found. Now, So after he gathered all of these animals on there, he even gathered this animal on there. You know, the children know that sound, that horse. Those children love the horses. And when, you know, when I was a child growing up, we had the little riding horses. You could sit on them and ride rocking horses. So, you know, the children had innocent toys. They didn't have those toys that, you know, could shoot up people and kill them. We did have little guns to play with, but we played innocently. You know, so you have to be careful what you give your children to play with. Be careful what you give your children to listen to. Certain songs we can't even listen to. But you know what? Mr. Noah got on the ark and his whole family. Then, you know, God shut the door. And he told them, he said, it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights. Rain came. It rained. It rained. It rained. Rain, 40 days, 40 nights. It rained. Rain. Rained, it rained, it rained. It rained and it rained. But Noah and his family were safe. And the other people who Noah had preached to, they stopped laughing at him. They started trying to get up on the ship, but God had closed the door. And they couldn't get on that ship. They couldn't get on that ark. And you know, Noah, like us, we compassionate. We have compassionate hearts. Most of us, we probably would have tried to let them on because that rain was going to flood and drown them. And so, you know, God shut the door, and Mr. Noah and his family and all the animals, all the creeping things, all the ocean things, everything was safe. Well, I want you to listen to this. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved Noah and his family. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved Noah and his family. It rained 10. It rained 20. It rained 30. It rained 40. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved the animals two by two. He saved the tigers. He saved the elephants. He saved the bears. And God saved the lions too. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God said, stop! No more rain. So, you know what, we can learn so much from Mr. Noah and his family. First, we can learn obedience from Mr. Noah. We have to be obedient to Father God just like Mr. Noah. You know, if something happened, I want God to come to me and say, listen, you're my obedient servant. Now I'm giving you a warning, and I'm going to save you, Sister G. I'm going to save you, and I'm going to save your family. I want to be able to hear his voice. But if I'm looking at TV and when he give me an unction and I don't go get on my knees or I don't do what he tell me to do, he may go to you and he may say, you are my obedient servant. I went to Sister G, but she didn't hear me. I went to Caritha Ganley, she didn't hear me, so I'm coming to you. You deserve, you know, safety. So we have to be obedient. God is speaking. And when we get close enough to him, we will hear his voice. Those who are distant, they don't hear his voice. Even there are many people today, they say, God don't speak to people today. That's not true. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He still speaks to his servants. He still speaks to his people. But some people are so far away from him, they don't even hear his voice anymore. When you get closer, closer, you know, many people say, I want to hear the voice of God. Well, what is it going to take? You have to get closer to him. You have to shut everything off, the TV, the radio, the CD player, the internet, everything. And you have to come before him with thanksgiving. You have to get on your knees before him or lay prostrate before him and say, Father, I want to hear your voice. His voice is a sweet voice. It's an inner voice. It's a knowing that you know that you've heard the voice of God. And when you hear him, obey like Noah. So what else can we learn from Mr. Noah? You know, everything, he wanted to please God. God said in his word, when our ways please him, even our enemies will be at peace. So what can children learn? Obedience. You know, when your parents tell you, clean your room, do it. You know they want it clean. You don't even have to be told. Just go do it. When they say, sweep the floor, even before they say it, look to see, oh, my, look at this. I got the trash up in the floor. Let's sweep it. When you see the bathroom need cleaning, don't wait for your parents to tell you. Just go do it. You see dishes need to be washed. Trash need to be taken out. Closets need to be cleaned. Maybe the grass need to be raked from the leaves. Whatever it is, maybe your grades need to come up. Then you will be pleased and so would your parents. Maybe you can make the honor roll and you just kind of sloping off, just doing me, you know, just a little to get by. You know, one day you'll regret it because when they come from colleges to give, you know, scholarships, you may be left out. So you want to be in that number to get those scholarships so that your parents can buy you a car instead of having to pay for your college education. Or they can buy you the finest clothes instead of having to pay for your college education because you worked so hard in elementary, middle school, and high school to get scholarships. Your parents won't have to spend out that money. They can spend it on you instead of the university. So whatever your parents ask you to do, obey them. And guess what? Noah had a good attitude. He didn't say, oh, God, I got to get out in the heat. I got to hammer and build for all these years, 120 years. Oh, God, that's hard. My knees hurt, Lord. My hand getting tired, Lord. He didn't complain. So don't you complain. Have a good attitude. And, you know, God knows our heart. And Noah had a good heart towards God. He had such a good heart. He did precisely. God told him, I want you to build the ark this wide, this long, and this high. And he measured everything and did it just like God told him to do. So that's what we can learn. And you know what? He prayed to God. He and his family, he prayed to God. So that's how, those are the things that we can learn from Mr. Noah. And, you know, our children need to be listened to. You know what? Noah had three sons. And it isn't written anywhere that I know, but I bet you he listened to them when they were children growing up and they obeyed him. He made sure they obeyed him now because they even helped build the ark. So, you know, when you bring your children up in the nurture and the admonition of God, you bring them up, you know, praying with them, praying for them, they're going to be obedient. God's word is true. If you follow God's word, some people say, well, I did this and I did that and they were there. Uh-uh. God's word said, if you do this and you do that, they will be obedient. Now, they may stray, but they're going to come back and repent to you like the prodigal son. When he came back, Father, I just did all of these things against you. Please forgive me. And guess what? The father didn't say, no, you did this in 2010. You did this in 19, whatever. No, you did this. No, he didn't. He opened out his arms just like Father God, and he welcomed him back, and he threw a big old feast for him. So when your children come back and apologize, or they come back in your life, you know, or they go to school and they come home and they say, Mama, you know, this morning I didn't have the right attitude. I rolled my eyes at you. Would you forgive me? Or Daddy, you know what? I balled up my fists behind your back when you said this. And, oh, would you forgive me? You know, children do things behind our backs and we don't even see them. But God put such a tender heart in most children, they will come back. Now, as parents, we have to go back and say to them, you know what? Mama was wrong this morning. Would you forgive me? I was wrong. I yelled at you. Please forgive me. It wasn't even about you. Please forgive me. And, you know, fathers, you know, there's a scripture in there in Ephesians 6 about verse 4. He says, fathers, do not provoke your children So that means that fathers can provoke them if God said don't do it. You can provoke them. So when you provoke your children, you go to them and say, listen, humble yourself. He said, listen, Jesus humbled himself before God. Who are we that we can't humble ourselves and say, son or daughter, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. You know, I was ranting and raving at you. I even almost hit you in the face with my fist, or I cussed at you. Or just tell the truth to your children. They know what you did. Oh, you know what? I was drinking and I had no business doing it. I did this and I shouldn't have done that. Forgive me, children. Forgive me. Who are we? Humble yourself. We can ask our children's forgiveness. So I just thank God that he's an awesome God and he listens to our children. You know, many times our children, when we don't even know it, they get on their knees and they say, Father, help my mother. Help my father. Help my sister. Help my brother. And God has one in the family that he's called to bring the family to him. So, God is an awesome God. And you know, I'm so glad he created families for love. And family members have to learn to tolerate each other. Learn to be patient with one another. Learn to love. 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 You know, you can buy your children 1,000 Nike tennis shoes. They may not even remember. You can buy them everything, a car. You can buy them and buy them and buy them and buy them. What they will remember are the times that you spent with them, the times when you sat down at the table and y'all all ate together and you laughed and talked, the times when y'all went to the park together, the times when y'all went to church together. They're going to remember the times you spent with them. They you buy stuff for them, they'll play with it for a little while and go put it somewhere. And you say, well, where is that? I spent $200 for that whatever it is, iPod. They don't even know where it is. You spend all this money for a cell phone, and you ask them, well, where is the cell phone? I lost it, Mom. I lost it, Daddy. You know, you spend all this money, but they remember the time you spent together. And, you know, families is what God wants, to come together. He wants families to come together in unity and in love and peace. He want peace in the fathers, peace in the mothers, peace in the children. And I thank God for families. And you know what? We have a lot of families on this morning, and I thank God for each of you. But I am grateful that we have the Robinson family on from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Robinson family.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Miss Robinson?
We're doing great. How you doing?
We're doing great. Who do you have on with you this morning?
I have my daughter Alexis, who is 16. She just turned 16 Monday. To God be the glory. And Titus, he's 14.
Who is it, 14?
Titus.
Titus, okay.
Titus Robinson, yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, happy birthday, belated Alexis.
Thank you.
All right. You're headed towards that sweet 16, huh, girl?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. How are you, Titus?
I'm all right.
All right. Good to hear you all again. All right. What are y'all going to sing for us this morning?
The first thing song we're going to do is Clean Heart.
All right. Let God have his way.
Give me a by the
Lord, give me a clean heart that we may serve you. And you know, God knows when our heart's not clean. So we got to have a clean heart to serve him. All right, you ready to sing the other song?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's called What Shall I Render to the Lord?
All right. That was such a beautiful song you all just sang. I just love the way y'all's voices just blend together so melodious. Woo! Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. You know, the word of God says, train up a child in the way that he should go on. When he's old, he won't depart from it. I was raised to sing and to sing. That's at my ministry, and I've been doing it, and I've been teaching my children the same thing, and they're being brought up in the house of God. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Oh. Hallelujah. God bless you, woman of God. I thank God for women like you who can teach other women how to, you know, bless their children and train them up in the way. So I thank God for you.
All right. To God be the glory. This is What Shall I Render.
Thank you.
What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his blessings, for all of his mercies unto me? What shall I render? What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his blessings, for all of his mercies unto me? What shall I render? What shall I render? Wake me up this morning, start me on my way.
I thank God for those melodious voices that God has blessed you all with. Keep up the good work and continually sing and give God glory and praise and honor. And watch the blessings flow. Hallelujah. Thank God for you all being on this morning.
Amen. Thank God for you and your ministry. It's a blessing to us as well.
Oh, I just thank God for you all. Well, you know, God is a good guy, and I want to tell you something. When I was a child growing up, my father used to teach me to pray. We'd get on. He'd tell me, get on your knees. I was little, and I wore those pajamas that had the little feet in them, you know, one piece, and we'd get on. This was one of the first prayers that I did, so listen to it.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Your love be with me through the night, and wake me with the morning light. Amen.
That was one of the first prayers that my father taught me. So I thank God for fathers and mothers who teach their children, who train them up in the ways of God. Watch the blessings flow. Your children shall rise up and call you blessed when you bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Now, you know, it's never too late. Even if we didn't do it the way God said it, it's never too late. We can always go to our children and say, listen, you know what? I didn't know God's ways then like I know them now. But I'm telling you, I know God's ways more now. And I apologize for not bringing you up in the ways of God, but let's start all over. Let's get a relationship with God, and let's get a relationship with each other. Never too late. So this morning, Karen Itell is going to come on and play another song of praise for us.
All right, and this is called Soon and Very Soon.
All right. Soon, you know, just like during the days of Noah, he came so soon. He came suddenly. He's going to do that again. Soon and very soon, we are going to meet our King. So when we stand before him in the judgment, what will he say to you? What will he say to you? What will he say to you? Because we have to stand before him and give an account. So we have to be ready. Soon and very soon, we're going to meet the King. Well, you know what? During the time of Noah, everyone was not saved. Everybody didn't, you know, they knew God. They knew about him, but they didn't honor him. They didn't worship him. So today we're offering salvation. Is there anyone on here who is not saved? Press 1, and we're offering you salvation today. Today we are offering you salvation. All right, soon and very soon he's coming. I thank God for each of you. Salvation. Now, you know what? Even though we're saved, sometimes we could be sitting on the church bench every Wednesday, every Tuesday, every Friday, every Saturday, every Monday, every Sunday, and we could be in a backslidden condition. We could say, you know what? God used to speak to me, and come to think of it, I ain't prayed to him since last week. I ain't even heard his voice. You know what? I used to worship him every day, and I've stopped that. It looks like my relationship with God is going backwards instead of forward. So if you fit into that number, you can press 1. You know, like the prodigal son, he was backslidden. And I want to read something to you. And this is in Psalm 40. Psalm 40. And it says... I waited patiently on the Lord. I'm looking for it as I'm saying. I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up out of the miry clay. So I'm almost to it. I don't know it all by heart. I'm getting to it. But I want to read it this morning, Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. He brought me also up out of a horrible pit. You ever been in a horrible pit? I'm telling you, I've been in a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. I was in the miry clay. My feet were full of mud. I was full of mud all over. I had spots all over my garment. He said he brought me up out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. And, you know, when I repented before him, he started bringing me higher in him. He set my feet on a rock, and he established my going. And then after he established my going, he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. Many shall see it and shall fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor turn aside to lies. So, you know what? I thank God for his word. We need to know his word, because sometimes he speaks to us through his word, and we go like, what does that mean? What does that say? We got to go search it out. We got to go search out his word and see what he's telling us in this hour. So I thank God for each of you. Anybody backslidden, press 1. All right. Look like all of us are in good standing with the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody's saved, and everybody's in good standing with the Father. Hallelujah. So it is prayer time on Bible Story Land. And, you know, I have a cousin. Her name is Cheryl Tatum, and she's in the hospital. And she has been going through an affliction in her body for a long time. So I'm asking prayer for her and her husband and her children and for my Aunt Mildred and for all the children of the world, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Memphis, Tennessee, Chicago, Illinois, San Francisco, California, New York, you know, all over Georgia, Augusta, wherever, Ohio, Middletown, Cincinnati, all over. I'm asking, for prayers for our children all over the world, in Australia, in Africa, all over the world. Our children are in trouble, and some of it is our fault. Because we're not bending the knee. Even when our children are grown, we got to bend the knee and pray for them. You know, Job's children were grown, but he said, Father, in case they sin, I'm going to pray for them. So he prayed for them. So we got to pray for our children no matter what age they are. And you know what, children, you got to pray for your parents. It goes both ways. So this morning, if you need prayer, press 1. I see my good friend on here, Carolyn Davis from New Orleans. Good to see you on this morning. Anybody need prayer, press 1. If you've already pressed 1, you can make your request known. All right, hold on.
I'll do one. We're going to have an Emmaus gathering this coming up toward the end of this month and for the upcoming year, and I'd like to pray for that to happen. And that it'll turn out to be a good year.
All right. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. How you doing?
Girl, I'm doing great. Now that I hear your voice, I'm doing better. How you doing?
So am I. I'm doing fine. I would like you to pray to stop the violence in New Orleans. It's really hard.
Amen.
I also would like you to pray for my mother, my children, and me. And also thank God for your ministry. I really enjoyed it.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you all. You all are who make it up. Hallelujah. All right.
Thank you.
Stop the violence in New Orleans and Jacksonville and everywhere. All right. 710, you're on. 904-710, you're on.
All right. Hello, everyone. God bless everyone.
Good morning. We missed you, man of God. How you been?
Good morning. Yeah, I missed 2 Saturdays. Now, I had a family reunion last weekend, but I probably could have called in, but I got distracted. The old devil got me distracted, but I made sure, you know, 3 in a row you out. So I got 2 strikes, but I couldn't get that 3rd. So I'm on base right now. But I want to pray for a little guy that's about 22 years old, and he's related to me in some way, but he's had something happen to him in the past where he got in trouble, and it's hunting him. And he's constantly feeling guilty about his past and the things that he has done. And I've just been trying to talk to him and tell him to build a close relationship with God, that our God is a forgiving God. And somehow he lets man and Satan put in his mind that God will punish you and destroy you. And I'm saying God created us and he loves us. You know, this guy doesn't have kids, but if he had kids, he could understand the love that kind of like a father has for their kids. You know, you're not going to want to destroy your own kids and burn up your kids. God doesn't have that intent for you. You know, he wants you to do the right thing. That's why if you, you know, and I'm trying to encourage him to build a close relationship with God and get delivered from people, because he's still seeking approval of people. And yeah, you know, that can destroy a person. But if you could seek the approval of God, then, you know, all that, you won't worry about what people say, you know.
Amen.
So I was praying for that young man that, you know, God gets into his life and that he gets to understand what God is saying. And I just want to thank God for myself trying to walk in love. And I had a talk with Brother Tomlinson later, I think about a week or two ago, and he explained to me that's going to be the hardest thing you ever going to have to do is to learn how to walk in the love. And I've been struggling with that because the enemy is constantly coming at me from, you know, left and right, trying to deter me from where God has me to go. So I'm thankful this week I walked in love in a lot of situations this last week that I never would have envisioned myself walking in. And I'm just, and it felt so good to deny my flesh and to be respectful in the spirit and walk in love. It just felt so good. It was amazing. So I just, you know, ask that God has mercy on me and that I don't speak out of the flesh and that I stay into the spirit.
You know, amen.
Thank you, Brother
David.
Thank y'all.
Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am. Thank y'all.
Anybody else? Prayer request.
I need a prayer request for my
okay.
people.
All right,
Jackie, yes. For my people, I have a lady in the hospital. I need y'all to pray for her strength so she will get well and do better and try to do more. Pray for Miss Henry and pray for all of my other little ladies and pray for me that I have strength, that I stay strong, Lord, because sometimes I fall and, you know, your flesh, like you said, the flesh is weak. And we get weak sometimes and we don't mean to do things, but we just do them, and we don't realize, okay, I done did wrong, but then you have to repent, and then you feel bad anyway. So I just want you to pray for my strength, that I grow stronger, Lord, just stay strong and just have a pure mind and just clarify my mind. I need the Lord to just watch over me and keep me, and just pray
Amen.
For me, please. Thank
all
you.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. We did have Miss Ludell on here from Georgia. I don't see her number right now, Miss Ludell. I don't see her on right now. Miss Ludell was on. Georgia, yes?
Yes. I wanted to pray. Have you all pray for our family, the Robinson family, and our church family as well, and that. Continue to pray for us, and also I have someone who the Lord just brought across in my spirit that she just started talking to me, but she's wrapped up in the bondage of witchcraft, and she keeps talking to me, but I let her know I serve a true and living God, and she's going through something, and she asked me to pray for her, so I want to ask that you pray for her as well, because I know that that's not God's will for her. But that's how she was raised up. So if you could bring her name up, it's Kat. Bring her name up before the Lord.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, somebody's kind of moving around. Would you mute your phone? I appreciate it. Thank you. Any more prayer requests? Okay. Well, we're going to reach the throne of the Father this morning. Okay, someone else press 1. Hold on, please. Hold on. All right, just a second. All right.
Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
Yes, hi. I just want to pray for my 2 sons, David and Dante. Help them to realize the importance of their education so that I could do better.
Okay. May I ask your name, please?
Donna.
Donna?
Yep.
All right, Sister Donna.
Thank you.
And you're requesting prayers for your sons?
Yes.
That they would be, what did you say, Sophia?
Say again?
Tell me the prayer request one more time, Sister Donna.
Just help them to realize the importance of getting a good education so they can stay focused on that, not be distracted by all the things around them. Help them
okay.
to get the grades to get them more on a progress in life.
All right. How did you get the number, Sister Donna?
Well, my husband. I've been listening for a while. Just decided to ask for a prayer request today. I think they need
it. Are you out walking somewhere? Sounds like you moved.
Yes, I am. I'm walking. I'm walking and listening at the same time. I dropped them off to Saturday school and say I'll walk until they're done.
Okay, now, who was the person you said you got the number from?
My husband, David Emmanuel. He was
oh,
just
okay.
on.
Okay, very good.
Uh-huh.
All right. I thank God for you and your,
oh, thank
your
you.
Son, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you for being on.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, Donna. All right, thank you, Brother David. Appreciate you. Okay, anybody else? Press 1, prayer request. Okay, wait, someone else press 1. Hold on, please. Good morning, Pastor G. How are you this morning? Good morning. Pastor G, you press 1. You're on the air. 238, you're on the air. 904-238, you're on the air. All right, hold on. Let me try again. Hold on. I don't know if it went all the way through. Hold on. Let me try again. All right, Pastor G, you're on the air.
Praise him. How are you this great day?
Doing good. I'm sorry. I thought it went through, but it didn't. We are honored to have you on, Pastor Gantling.
It's an honor to be alive and to be on your show this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I heard all the wonderful things. Tell God, thank you for the people of God.
Someone else is pressing 1 on your phone. Could you hold on just a second, please? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor G.
Just saying it's an honor to be alive. I tell you, in this day and time with as much stuff that's going on, it's just a privilege and an honor to be in the kingdom of God.
Amen, amen. It sure is. Thank God for you.
My prayer request this morning is I'm involved in 3 ordinations over the next 3 weeks. And I just need a move of God that I do the right thing at the right time.
Yes. All right, right thing at the right time. Hallelujah. I know he's going to lead you to.
Oh, yeah, but the Bible declares that we have not because we ask not.
Yes.
And there's power in unified prayer. When we're in one mind and one accord with one voice, then God moves for us greatly and mightily.
Yes, he does, God. Thank you, Pastor G. It's a blessing to have you on, Pastor Gantling. This is my aunt, everybody, or Pastor Gantling, and she pastors a church here in Jacksonville, Florida. We are honored to have you on. What a blessing.
Thank God. We thank God.
Amen, amen. All right, any more prayer requests? Somebody else was pressing 1 a few minutes ago. Prayer request.
Thank you.
prayer requests are in. Look, Miss Liddell is back on. Hold on. Good morning, Miss Liddell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing. I've been enjoying the program so far, and I pray that everything will continue to go well and continue the program.
Amen, Miss Liddell. This is Kaplan, Georgia. Someone is pressing with their phone. Would you put your phone on mute, please? I appreciate it. Miss Liddell has turned 90 years old a couple of weeks ago. Hallelujah. Happy belated
Glory
birthday again.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Thank God.
Thank God for you, Miss Liddell.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
I thank God for you all. I thank God for you and your companion to have this program on, you know, such a wonderful program.
Amen, amen. God is a good guy. He's faithful to
all the time.
Yes. I know during the week I'm praying for people that come on Bible Storyland during the week. Pastor G has prayed with me many days. So I thank God for you. I thank God she prayed for us the other day. So I thank God for her and for her prayers. Well, we're going to begin our prayer this morning. If there's anyone else that has a prayer request, you can press 1 at this time. All right. Well, we're going to cover you anyway. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we approach your holy throne as humble as we know how. And, Father, because we're human, we sin. And we ask your forgiveness, O Father, in the name of Jesus. We come to pray your heart this morning, O God, because truly we don't know how to pray as we should. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit leading us in prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up everyone on Bible Storyland who is going through something in their bodies, oh God. And Father, I ask you to touch bodies, oh God, today. Your word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. So, Father God, I thank you that you are faithful, and I know that you are Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. And you are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. And so, Father, we ask you to stop by the hospital today and visit my cousin Cheryl Tatum, oh God. Touch her body, oh God, particularly the lungs. Remove any fluid, all diseases, Father God, from her lung area, from her back, from her neck, from her throat, all down her blood vessels, oh God, every nerve ending. I speak the blood of Jesus over her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal her mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for removing any pain, suffering from her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You're able to heal. Jeremiah says your word in your word that you heal and you cure. And I thank you that we can serve a God like you. You are faithful, faithful, faithful. I thank you for your faithfulness, your healing virtue going throughout our bodies here on Bible Storyland and those we come in contact with. I thank you for healing Aunt Mildred, oh God, in the name of Jesus and her daughter Mavis, Father God, as she has been ailing too, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Jackie's patience, oh God. And I thank you for those senior citizens that she take care of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you are Mokoshe Baka, a great healer. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your healing virtue going throughout all of our bodies, oh God. I thank you for you ruling, you reigning, oh God, being a forgiver of our sins, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for touching us with your high right hand, your strong arm, your mighty arm, with your healing virtue. I claim your 39 stripes, oh God, that you took for us so that healing would come forth in our bodies, oh God, in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing. I lift up the Emmaus gathering, Father God. Have your way through that gathering and do a mighty work at that gathering, oh God. Those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God, Have them repent before you so that they can get to know you, the Most High God, the Holy God, the Awesome God, the Almighty Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for my friend Carolyn and her family, oh God. And, Father, her mother, she has shared her mother with me over the years. Her mother's like a mother to me, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all the elderly, Father God, throughout the United States, particularly Sister Davis. Touch her body, oh God. Touch her body today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for touching Miss Ludell's body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for going to the hospitals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, touching Jackie's patients in the hospital, oh God. And I thank you for being with Mother Henry, Father God, encouraging her as she's approaching 90-something years old, oh God. I thank you for encouraging the elderly, Father God. I thank you for sending younger people to help the elderly, to encourage them, to prepare meals for them, to pray with them, to read the word with them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing in the name of Jesus. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy that tried to destroy your people. And I send the fire of God in the name of Jesus against the enemy this day. Burn up, Mokoshe Bakade, to burn up the works of darkness, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing, O God, healing the sick by your mighty hand. Let your fire be in our hands, O God, to heal the sick and to cast out devils, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in each one of us, O God. We surrender all to you, Father God. You are the mighty God. You are the great and mighty Father, O God. And Father God, I lift up David Emmanuel's friend, who is a young man, O God, who has been troubled, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for removing guilt. And there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. We bind up shame and we send it back to the pits of hell, because the devil would try to come to rob, to steal, to kill our young people. But we rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for stopping the violence in New Orleans, particularly against our children, oh God. Father God, your word says in the name of Jesus that when we cry unto you, even our enemies would turn back. So, Father, I thank you for our enemies turning back in the name of Jesus, turning way back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for courage for our children. I thank you for our parents and children getting on their knees in honor of you, praising you in the name of Jesus, honoring you, giving you much glory, giving you much praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Father, your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and then seek your face, and then turn from our wicked ways, then you will heal, then we will hear from heaven, and you would forgive our sins, and you would heal our land. Well, Father, our children live on the land. Our elderly live on the land. Our parents live on the land. Father, we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to move mightily today on behalf of the children all over the world, O God. Save our children from this untoward generation, O God. May we bow the knee before you daily on behalf of our children. As they go to school, let them be safe. As they come home, let them be safe. Let them be safe in the home. Father, in the recent month, we have heard so many parents who killed themselves and their children. We bind up the hand of the enemy, the Rabshakeh, that would speak in their ears to be violent in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come as the violent, taking it by force in the name of Jesus. We take back our children from the streets. We take back our children from the enemy. And we say our children will be saved in the name of Jesus. Our children will be obedient. We thank you that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up church families. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the Robinson family, O God. We pray against witchcraft, O God, that has come into Pat's life, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for teaching her about you. in the name of Jesus. And may she receive you, oh God, just as Paul did, who was killing Christians, oh God, when he was Saul. But you spoke to him on the road to Damascus, and you said, why are you doing these things against my people? And he turned in the name of Jesus, and he became Paul later and started preaching. He came on your side, oh God. So may Pat cross over on your side, oh God. May she repent, oh Father God, and turn from her wicked ways and follow you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for David and Donna, oh God, Emmanuel, Father God. I thank you in the name of Jesus for their two sons, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that as they kneel with their sons, oh God, and I thank you that as they do homework with their sons, oh God, and as they call upon you for their sons and with their sons in the name of Jesus will realize the importance, oh God, of serving a true and a living God. And I thank you that they are already 10 times smarter than their peers, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I thank you, Father God, for shifting their importance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the parents' obedience to follow your will, your word with the children. In the name of Jesus, that they would not be permissive parents, but they would follow your laws. Children would become obedient to you, that they will sit down with their children and a steady spirit will come upon their children. They will study at school. They will study at home. They will have their mind stayed upon you, O God, and you will lead them into paths of righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up my aunt, Pastor Gantling, O God. I thank you for this mighty woman of God, O God. And Father, you already knew ordinations, oh God, that would come forth, oh God. And I just thank you for those ordinations being followed by you. I thank you for the plan, oh God, the right thing to do at the right time. And Father, when she seek your face, all Mokoshe Baka will be, she will be led by you as to what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, oh God. I thank you that she won't even hesitate. She'll go in knowing that she know that she know that she know that she know. And as she honor you and as she is honored at one of the ordinations, oh God, I thank you that she will be faithful to carry out your plan in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I lift up every person today under the sound of my voice, and I thank you for blessing them with safety. I thank you that they will be obedient to you. They will follow you all the days of their lives in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, it is almost closing time. Does anyone have a quick testimony? Anybody?
Testimony.
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, you remember when I asked you about praying for me for me to get that part in that short film that I was out on the road? And
okay.
I actually got the part in the short film. I don't know when they're going to be starting it, but even the lady that was casting it, she said, you got a lot on your plate. And, you know, right now you may not want to commit to this short film, and I'll have more projects in the future. And I said, well, I understand that. You're in the best position, to tell me that. And but I've been studying this monologue, and I've been rehearsing it. And if it's okay with you, I like to perform it regardless of the outcome. So, and she said, well, okay, come in and do it. And I did it. And afterwards she came out and talked to me and said, well, You pass the test. If you want the part, it's yours. And, you
amen.
Know, I'm saying that to say, amen. I have plenty of opportunities to give up because I have a lot on my plate. But God is showing me that I can do all things. A lot of times we get a lot of things on us at once, and if people give us an opportunity to quit, then we will. And but, you know, if you just go and know that God is with you, you'll be successful. Also, during that time, I had given my word that I would write a spiritual rap for my family reunion, which was the Robinson Washington family reunion in Cocoa. Beach, Florida, which was last weekend. And my son and I, my cousin even, she said, you got a lot on your plate, David. I'll understand if you can't do the rap. Well, I said, no, I gave my word, and I will do the rap. So myself and my son, we did the rap at the family reunion, and they absolutely loved it. And it was because it was all inspired by God, and we went and performed it because God sent us there. Also, the weekend before last, at the same time, I also had to study for my next level of belt in karate. I started back in August, you know, and I'm almost 40 years old, but I'm deciding to do all these things. But I had my first belt test at the same time. So I had all these three things bearing down on me. And I said, God, I know you are with me, so I will not give up on any of these things. And I also did my belt test and went to my first belt in karate. So, you know, and I'm just thankful for God. But, you know, most importantly is I'm seeing that if I walk in love with people instead of responding, because growing up I was physically and mentally abused in, you know, my environment. So to belittle people and to humiliate people is something that I do natural because that's the way I was brought up in my family. So it's real hard for me not to respond when people are being negative and people go out their way to provoke you, you know, to mess up your character and make you look bad. And for some reason, they like that. But I'm thankful for last week, just my ability to walk in love. And the people that came with negative intentions, I automatically said, God bless you. And that did so much. It had so much power. And I'm just thankful for that revelation. Sorry I took so long.
Amen. I thank God for that testimony. That was awesome. How God is moving. I thank God for you, David Emmanuel, and for your wife, Don, and your sons. Thank God for you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God
thank
bless you.
You're
in
very
your
thankful for you.
Amen, yes, amen. God is an awesome God. He hears and answers prayers. I tell you, I thank God that we serve the true and living God, the Almighty Father, and he is faithful to us. Anyone else, any brief testimony, something you want to share real quick? We got a few more minutes before we they click us off. Yes, you're on. Hello?
I just bless the Lord, Minister Gantlin, for that testimony. My testimony is I am glad I'm on the air to hear that, because I, too, was brought up with some stuff that I've been asking God to remove, that his loving kindness would show forth. And I tell you, it's just a joy to hear how God moves in the lives of his people to bring them to higher levels and deeper depths in him. I just give God the praise this morning. He is an awesome God and desires to do great things in each of us. I just bless the Lord. I thank God for your radio program. I pray that you would continue. I pray that others would join in with you. You know, I'm a believer of supporters. I have a church, but I believe that everybody's not a member. Every member is not a supporter, and every supporter is not a member. And I thank God. I pray that others will be supporters of your ministry and just bless you. The Lord bless you mightily. Amen. I just bless the Lord this morning.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for that testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we are truly blessed. And, you know, you all are an encouragement to me. During the week, this is my testimony. I was a little bit discouraged. And you know what? Sometimes the Lord show me how to let go and let him. I'm saying, well, Lord, I don't have the children I need. Lord, I need more children on. Lord, I need this on the radio. Lord, I need that. And don't you know he comes through? Even this morning, he sent the Robinson family on. And I said, oh, Lord, I don't have any children. You know, I texted a few parents, and some of them didn't text me back about being on with their children. Or I was a little discouraged. But I thank God. When my prayer partners prayed for me, Pastor G, and different ones prayed for me, prayed with me, and this morning, I thank God that he was faithful. He was faithful. He showed me when I let go and let him, he'll make it happen. I let go. I said, oh, God, I was trying to do this and trying to do that and trying to do the other and try to do this, but when I let go, God worked it a whole thing out. So I'm saying to each one of you, let go and and let God, and he'll work it out.
Amen.
Anybody else? And click us off yet, so we got a little bit more time. Brief testimonies. Sharing time. All right, everybody's quiet right now. All righty. Well, I thank God for each of you being on with us today. It is such an honor and a pleasure to have you all on. It's time to say goodbye until Thursday. And I want to let you know that on Thursdays, we have Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. And that's another one. I say, Lord, I let go and I let you. I'm just on some. I say, Lord, if I have to be on there by myself, if I don't have no children on there, God want me to have that show for boys and girls. I'm on there. Last week I was on almost by myself. Somebody came in and out, different one. But I thank God that the show shall go on with him giving me the strength to do it. So Thursdays, 5 p.m., for children of all ages, from birth to young adults, you're welcome to come on. Adults, you're welcome to come on. Same number, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. And next Saturday will be Senior Citizens Day. It is March the 3rd. So come on in and join us next Thursday, next Saturday, 8 a.m., to 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I thank God for you. Have a blessed day, a blessed week, a blessed month, and a blessed year. I love each of you. I love each of you. God loves you even more than I can love you. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus to die. You know, we don't always understand that kind of love. That's the kind of love David Emmanuel said that he wanted, you know, that kind of love. And I thank God that, you know, he's able to teach us to walk in love. But sometimes when we walk in love, the devil try to come, just like he did to Jesus. He came to him. Even in his weakest moment, he went to Jesus, whispering stuff in his ear. But when we say, get thee hence, Satan, it is written, you'll flee. So it's possible to love with the love of Jesus. God loves you more than I do. Have a wonderful day, the rest of the day. Show God's love everywhere you go. Show God's love to your family. Start in your home. Show God's love to your friends. Show God's love in your neighborhood. Show God's love in your church. Show God's love everywhere you go, in the shopping center. Show God's love in Walmart, wherever you go. On the road, if you're traveling, show God's love throughout the United States. If you're going abroad, show God's love throughout the world. Don't forget, I love you. All right, have a blessed day.
Yeah, thank you.